Today's episode is brought to you by Bululu Studios. Bululu Studios is a small event space located in Savannah, Georgia. It is the perfect location for MFA thesis shows. For more information, please visit bululustudios.com. That is BULULUstudios.com.
Welcome to The Strand. My name is Kevin, and last week I traveled to Lake City, South Carolina. This community is the home of Art Fields, an annual art festival that celebrates Southern artists. It runs from April 26th through May 4th. And if you find yourself at Art Fields, you can view my installation titled P.S. Don't Forget to Breathe. It is on display at the Continuum, located at 208 West Main Street. This episode is a conversation that I had with two people who play vital roles in the Art Fields community. This is Kyle Coleman, the Fine Arts Manager, and Roberta Burns, the Marketing Manager. They shared a little bit about what things are like behind the scenes, but also gave some insight on what to expect for this year's festival. Learn more about Art Fields by visiting artfieldssc.org. Also, next month, for two nights only, May 22nd and 23rd, the Ships at Sea Maritime Museum is hosting an event titled Celestial Seafarers. I will exhibit my work there along with a few other Savannah artists. Learn more about Celestial Seafarers by visiting shipsofthesea.org. Lastly, find me on Instagram at KevinWillPaint. And now, here is my conversation with Roberta Burns and Kyle Coleman. Thank you very much for spending some time with me today. I'm excited to learn more about Art Fields. So I'm with Roberta and Kyle, who are on the Art Fields team. And maybe if I could just separate or individually ask you, maybe Kyle, I'll start with you. What do you do at Art Fields?
Okay. I am the Fine Arts Manager, which means I kind of facilitate all the different aspects of the competition itself. I am the liaison between the artist, the venues, Art Fields. I recruit the judges, the two separate judges panels, and just about, I guess, how do you describe it, Roberta? The definition of other duties as assigned.
You wear many hats, right?
Yes.
Right on.
Kyle kind of does it all. Yeah. So when Kyle gets all of that information together, I make sure that people know about it. So I handle all of our marketing and graphic design. So if you've heard about Art Fields, then something's working. If you're listening to this now and you want to come to Lake City, we hope that you'll make the trip to check all of it out.
Right on. So let's back it up a little bit. Maybe where can people find information about Art Fields?
Absolutely. So there's several different ways that you can find out more about Art Fields, both our organization and the annual competition and festival that's opening up April 26th to May 4th. The first is our website, artfieldssc.org. You can discover a lot about our organization, the event schedule, and you can preview all of the artwork that's going to be on display, both for our adult competition and our Art Fields Junior Student Competition. You can also download the Bloomberg Connect app. That's a free app for your mobile device, and you can explore the competition and the town that way as well. You can also listen to the new Art Fields podcast there and really dive into all the artwork that will be here.
Okay, so what is Art Fields?
So Art Fields is, you know, now after 12 years of our competition, is an entire arts organization that does everything from the flagship event that everyone kind of knows us for to year-round programming, student enrichment programs for the arts, our brand new artist studios that are opening soon. But right now, what's most exciting is our flagship festival that's coming up and basically turns the entire downtown into an art gallery where hundreds of these artworks are displayed in non-traditional spaces through all of our venue partners that Kyle mentioned earlier.
Yes.
How many venues are there? More or less, like
52 this year.
Wow, 52. And
Can you talk a little bit maybe about the venues? I know that there's the corridor of downtown Lake City, but there's also maybe nodes or larger facilities that are dedicated just for the artwork, from what my understanding is. And maybe can you share a little bit of information about those venues and maybe talk a little bit about Main Street or some of the subsidiary, the side roads that people can find?
Absolutely. So the kind of the very special thing about Art Fields is because we include different spaces to turn them into non-traditional art galleries. So it includes restaurants, boutiques, a barbershop, as well as our three year-round art galleries. And the largest space is the Rob, which is a multi-use facility, a converted warehouse.
What does that mean? What is Rob, R-O-B?
The Ragsdale Old Building.
Okay. What's Ragsdale?
It was just the name of a family. So that's a last name.
A family.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. And then kind of, as you mentioned, it takes over the entire downtown. So Main Street has a lot of shops on it. Mm-hmm. Saul Street, Church Street, Ackline Street, Henry Street. And we've, you know, been trying to use more and more spaces as our downtown continues to be reinvented and come alive so that, you know, we can accept more artwork and have more venues to explore. And one thing that we started recently is splitting it up into districts. So it makes it a little bit easier to manage instead of just, you know, here are 52 venues, go explore. We've kind of split them geographically into right. districts so that you can, you know, do all of District A, District B, District C, District D, and kind of check them off as you go so that it's a little more manageable to explore all the awesomeness.
Would you say it's walkable, or would you recommend maybe starting at one end? Is there a good spot for people to start off at?
Should always start at the Welcome Center. That is your
first Welcome spot. Center. Where's that at?
It's going to be 132 North Ackline Street this year. Okay. So it rotates around every year. And we're really thrilled that this year it's the new artist studio building that we're using. So you'll get to stop at the Welcome Center. You can get registered to vote for our People's Choice Awards. You can see the brand new studio spaces, our new soda kiln that just got recently completed. And then that's a good spot. Get the lay of the land, get your map, download the app. And then you can kind of decide, do I want to start at District A and work down, or do I want to pick a different district and work back the opposite direction?
Mm-hmm. Right on. So maybe I neglected to start with maybe an important thing, but how did Art Field start? How long has it been running? I think you said maybe 12 years, something like that. But maybe just say, how did it start?
This is year 12. 12. Lake City is like other small rural towns where we were based in agriculture for years and years and years, for generations. And when those opportunities, those jobs went away, so did the lifeblood of Lake City. Our founder is a Lake City native. She came home and just saw kind of the state of affairs, and Art Fields was planted. And yes, that's a deliberate agriculture joke. It was planted deliberately to switch us from a agriculture-based economy to an arts and culture economy.
I see. Nice.
So there was a lot of inspiration drawn from Art Prize in Grand Rapids, Michigan. So the founding team got together and thought about what's a way that we can showcase the assets of our town. And one of the assets of our town is our hospitality and the celebration of community that exists here. And so they got some inspiration from Art Prize, which distributes art, you know, around the town, and, you know, took some seeds from Art Prize, kind of married that with our celebration of community and our hospitality, and realized that it would be a great way to host all this artwork, win the businesses, connect venue owners and artists, mm-hmm. start all of these conversations, and also give folks a reason to actually explore a downtown, not just pop in one space that had a lot of artwork, but to really get to know a town as they're also getting to know all of these art and artists and the stories that they're sharing.
What about the new studio space and the new, I don't even know what it is. I've heard that there is a new studio, a new kiln for pottery, for firing clay. Are there other components to that facility, and what are they?
So there'll be artist studios for art, obviously for artists to be able to, you know, work on their practice. There'll also be a shared community space where we hope to do classes, not only for non-artists, but also for artists, professional development type classes, things so that they can dig deeper into their practice and really, you know, show that being a professional artist, that's a career. And that's something that we've been really deliberate about with our school field trips, the Art Fields Junior program, so that students can see that they can say, I want to be an artist when I grow up, and what that really means and what that looks like. There'll also be a gallery space in the front, and something that I know our Art Town development director, Jameson, is really excited about is the fact that that studio can be really anything. So she's excited to do more traditional gallery shows, but also work in progress shows to show people the steps that artists go through and what an artwork looks like in the beginning sketch phases, or whatever, you know, however artists draw their inspiration, all the way through to the end. So there'll be a lot of different fun arts-based programming happening in there, along with the studio spaces that'll be for rent.
What's it like? Do you both live in Lake City?
I recently moved, but I lived in Lake City for several years.
Yeah. What's that like? What's that experience like?
It's awesome. I love living in Lake City. I'm not from Lake City. And when I moved here, I felt immediately welcomed by the town. I loved, you know, it's a small town, about population about 6,000. I thought that there was always something fun to do. And it's exciting to be part of a town that's changing and, you know, being improved the way that Lake City is. And there's not a lot of places you can live that there's so many exciting initiatives being started, or construction happening, buildings being renovated. There's always something new, and it was fun to be part of a community like that. I think whether we live now in Lake City or not, and, you know, Kyle could speak to that more, it's fun to be a part of what's happening here. And I would say if you're an artist, or if you are, you know, someone who's thinking about moving somewhere, to put Lake City as a consideration, because there's a lot of fun stuff happening here, and you're also close to a lot of other things. You can be at the beach in an hour and 15 minutes. You can go to the mountains really easily, and you can be part of, you know, a small town art scene that's really powerful.
It seems like there's a lot of energy there, a lot of good progress being made, and it's exciting to watch from my side of the fence.
Absolutely.
What are you going to say, Kyle?
I'll say we always tell all of our participating artists that, you know, we could not do Art Fields without you. And it is literally true. I think the other side of that is we also would not be able to have Art Fields if it wasn't truly inclusive of our community, of our retail venues, of these business owners of the community that have embraced what Art Fields is and made it their own. So Lake City is the irreplaceable part of Art Fields, and that energy literally every day getting it from everyone who is here in Lake City is incredible.
So what do you hope Art Fields will be in 2030?
I mean, I think really, I'm sure that we'll have exciting new programs, mm-hmm. you know, different facilities. Ultimately, there'll be, you know, I hope that there'll be additional programming. I think in 2030, the root of what we're doing will be the same. And I hope that it continues to be a celebration of art and community. And those are things that we started as just a festival. Now it's a year-round organization. And as we keep adding things, I really believe that it will continue to be a celebration of art and community, and that the power and the energy and excitement that happens during the festival will be for 300 days of the year, not just 9 days of the year. And that's really where we're headed, is that this will be a year-round art town that you can feel that energy, and that artists and non-artists can leave inspired and motivated to do something in their community that makes a difference, and to recognize the power that art has in so many different ways.
Are either of you artists? Do you make art or creative stuff?
I like to sew. So I do like sewing and textile work.
I'm just curious. Go ahead. Sorry.
No. I say every time I'm asked this question, I have to give the caveat that the majority of my art professors are still living and they are all simultaneously rolling over wherever they are in the world now, because the question is, when is the last time I picked up a pencil? And it's been a while. I've been on the art admin side for years, and I haven't made the time to be an active practitioner. Although right. My daughter does not accept that excuse at all. So
we'll work on Kyle. We'll get him. I'll get my sewing machine out. My husband and I are also photographers, so yeah, we'll get Kyle back in it.
Yeah.
It wasn't a judgmental question or to be perceived as that. I was just curious. And maybe it's testament that it is art fields is reaching and connecting to people that maybe aren't practicing artists, but they have an affinity or a love for it, and try to find their ways to fit in within that community.
And I think that there's lots of ways that whether you're a practicing artist or not, that you can fit in and enjoy the mm-hmm. community that's being built in Lake City. And we've seen that, I would say, most strongly through our venue hosts, because a lot of them, you know, they were approached years ago, and some veteran venues have been on board since the very beginning, and they said, art, what, you know,
right.
And now they go through and they do artwork selection. The venues get to pick the art for their venues. They really have a distinct style they're looking for. They're curating their shops. And I was helping with a drop off a couple of weeks ago, and the guy said, if you had told me in high school that I was going to like art and look forward to getting to see all this art in person so much, I would have told you were crazy. And that's been the story for a lot of people in Lake City mm-hmm. and beyond, that maybe they didn't even have the opportunity to know that they loved art or that mm-hmm. art could make a difference. And now they're thinking about how art can make a difference. They didn't, especially in this area, there wasn't a lot of exposure mm-hmm. to visual art. And so I think people are realizing, whether they're into art or not, oh, I'm into art. And that's been really fun to see.
Mm-hmm. How can people get involved with art fields? Are there opportunities for people that maybe not are artists that they want to maybe volunteer, or how can people be engaged with art fields?
The third part of what is irreplaceable are our volunteer corps. So we are always looking for individuals to come and volunteer, particularly for the competition and festival. But we are emerging where there will be year-round opportunities. Of course, we're a week out from Artfield, so we would love as many volunteers as we can get to come help us.
Yeah, the volunteer program has been really powerful over the years. Mm-hmm. The core team is not that large, and to put on not just the festival but all of our programs takes volunteers.
Yes.
who are invested for a variety of different reasons. There's some that are really into art, but some of them are, you know, retired educators that feel really strongly about students being able to have outside field trips, get out of the classroom to learn. So there's something for everyone. Everything from directing traffic, you know, host or managing a venue, leading field trips, helping put out signs, mm-hmm. volunteers kind of do it all. And if you go on our website, there's a volunteer tab. So mm-hmm. it's not too late. Send us an email and we'll take all the help we can get.
Yes.
What about donations? Is there a spot on the website for also people that want to donate money versus time?
Right next to the volunteer tab is the donate tab. So whether you, what are they, time, talent, or treasure, we're always so thankful for all the support, and, you know, would love to welcome any more, you know, as much support as we can get. Anyone, we always say the Art Fields family. So however people can be a part of the Art Fields family, we're always really grateful and blown away from sponsors to volunteers to artists who trust us with their artwork. We're really thankful.
What about how many people visit Art Fields for the competition part?
It's difficult to really figure out a solid number. We say definitely thousands over the course of the 9 days. And we base that off of how many people registered to vote. The venues do keep track of their traffic. And we see a literal increase of people on the street during the course of our fields.
I would say that the town easily doubles in size over the course of the 9 days. And something that has been, it's really an opportunity, is that we know that people are impacted from the festival and programs, whether they come to attend or not, because of the way the art is displayed. So whether, we count based off of, people real literally going in and out of venues and people signing up to vote, but we know that the people who got their hair cut for those 9 days, we know that the people who checked into the hotel on a business trip, the people who went to the bakery to get a coffee as they, head out of town, are all being impacted, even if they're not part of the visitor count. And so that's really exciting because we know it's even bigger than what we account for attendance, because they can see art in all of these different places.
I would like to maybe learn more about the week or the 9 days of Art Fields. So, can you tell me more about the event that encompasses the 9 days for Art Fields?
So it all kicks off this year on Friday, April 26th, with our ribbon cutting program from 9:30 to 10:15. And then after that, we have a big lineup of specialty events, viewing the artwork every day, going to Moore Farms Botanical Garden. And Kyle is one, also, in addition to all the things he mentioned earlier, he heads up a couple of our specialty events. So I'll let him talk about a few of our fan favorites.
Absolutely. I will mention, so each venue for the 9 days will be open from 10 o'clock until 7 o'clock, with the exception of the Sunday, which venues will be open from 1 to 6. But the first weekend of Art Fields on that Saturday is our annual portrait contest. We do an open call for artists to submit their work and participate. It's a 3 round, 1 hour each round, competition of survival of the fittest. So we bring in three judges to winnow of the field over the course of 3 rounds, and then we award a first place, second place, third place winner. Every artist that participates has the opportunity to sell that portrait immediately afterwards. And it has become a pretty big bragging rights to have won the Art Fields Portrait Contest. The following weekend, that Friday, we have our artist talks, which we call the Sundown Rundown. Each artist who is participating has an opportunity to sign up to participate. The caveat is that their artist talks are 3 minutes. They have exactly 3 minutes. We project their participating Art Fields artwork behind them, and they can talk about that particular piece. They can talk about their practice. They can talk about, just how their approach to being an artist is over the course of 3 minutes.
Right on. That sounds fun.
There's also a makers market. So artisans from around the Southeast participate in that. And then it's an open market that people can go shop at, and also live music. So on Friday, Saturday, and then the next Thursday, Friday, Saturday, there'll be live music in one of our outdoor event spaces, Village Green. And also all throughout the week, the restaurants host, karaoke and live music and trivia nights. So there's a lot to do throughout the 9 days and beyond. If you come to Lake City outside of the festival, there's a lot of stuff to do as well.
And so then the last day is when you announce the winners for the competition. Is that what it is? So May 4th, I guess.
Yes.
Okay.
So there'll be the award ceremony starts at 7:30, and we'll have live music from the Root Doctors blasting us into the evening.
Awesome. That sounds fun. Could you tell me more about the prizes that are associated to the competition?
Absolutely. The grand prize is $50,000. The
Wow.
second place prize is $25,000. And then there are two People's Choice Awards that are $12,500 each, one for the 2D category, one for the 3D category. The way that the People's Choice works, so each artist receives a unique artist ID number that is displayed on their label and gives them information about the artwork directly next to the artwork. Anyone who comes to Lake City and registers can vote for their favorite works. So they use that artist ID number to vote for their favorite work. They can vote for as many of the participating artworks that they like, but they can only cast one vote for that one particular artwork. We tally it at 4 o'clock on that Saturday of the finale. We cut off the voting, we do a tally, and then there's the award given to each of the People's Choice winners. In addition, we have five $2,000 merit awards that are given each year. And we have a series of Southeastern partnerships that we like to develop with other art museums, art organizations, where they'll provide some of our participating artists with a exhibition award or a residency or some type of opportunity to continue the experience of art fields in and beyond the 9 days.
What are some of those establishments that you're talking about?
So in the past, we have had the Sumpter County Gallery of Art. We've had the McCall Center in Charlotte. I am constantly on the lookout for new and additional Southeastern partners.
If people were interested in that, how can they contact you or get involved?
With those, what we provide to any potential partner for any given year, we give them basically a list of the artists that they are artists who are participating in art fields. They go through and they kind of make a match based on what their organization purposes are. And then we make that announcement. We make the introduction between the organization and the artists. And then we hopefully announce all of those at the finale.
And if you're interested, I would, you know, if you're a Southeastern arts organization that has an opportunity for artists, mm-hmm. please reach out to us. On our website or email yes. Kyle directly. Mm-hmm. It's real easy. It's Kyle, K-Y-L-E, at artfieldssc.org. Yes. Those are great ways, and it's to find artists for different programs for a variety of art institutions. You have this year, 458 mm-hmm. really high quality artworks and artists, and it's a great way to find people for potential exhibitions and residencies, yes. public art partnerships, all sorts of stuff comes out of these Southeastern partnerships.
Mm-hmm. Sweet. Well, Kyle and Roberta, thank you very much for spending some time with me. It's exciting, and I look forward to this year's event.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Thank you so much. We'll see everyone April 26th to May 4th.